come get ready.
Mom, my mouth hurts.
You see what happens when you don't floss?
Hey, all right. Blood capsules. Cool. And you know what goes really good with those?
What?
Pus pellets.
Yeah.
I got yellow and green ones, enough for all you guys. But don't squeeze them until Halloween, all right?
All right. Oh, Dad. Now we have all this Halloween junk. Skeletons, brains, and mummy wrapping tape.
You gotta have wrapping tape. You don't want to see your mummy naked.
Dad, I don't see any rubber guts. How can we have a Halloween party without rubber guts?
Let me tell you something, little mister. When I was your age, we didn't have rubber guts. We had to use real guts.
This is why you're lucky to have two parents. I got these from the Rubber Guts catalog.
All right.
Here's your stomach, your large intestine, a spleen, some colon.
Mom, you are too cool.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, good, you got the carrot cake.
Yeah, they did a great job in this. They get all those candy corns in the shape of jack-o'-lanterns. Look at this thing.
Oh.
And as you can see with the Binford light oak stain, you get a nice honey-colored finish.
That's right, Al. When you're all finished with this, you want to put a thin coat of Binford polyurethane on there. And now Binford provides us in an economical 2-gallon size. Al, you want to pop the top? We'll demonstrate that.
Be glad to, Tim.
All right. I can't believe you fell for the old head in the polyurethane gag.
Well, I guess this must mean Halloween is just around the corner. Or else you've found a sick new way to celebrate Columbus Day.
Nope. Halloween.
No!
I can see by the clock on the wall that we have way too many minutes left. So we'll do a quick pose off, Al and I. Come on, Maria. Show me your biceps. Or we could get to some viewer mail. Heidi, the mail, please.
Here you go, Tim. This one came with cookies.
Hey, and a rose. Right. Dear Tim, I am your biggest fan. I watch you every day and dream about you every night. I hope you like these cookies I bake. Well, you bet I will. Your admirer, Rose. You know, this is the second letter I've gotten from Rose this week. Did you hear that, Al? She dreams about me every night.
It sounds like she has a sleeping disorder.
Al, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous. You'll get some letters one day. Just change your name to Occupant.
Well, that wouldn't be necessary, Tim. Heidi, my mail, please.
Hal.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Tim's face appears green. Don't adjust your TV. It's just envy.
Yeah, but anybody can get letters like that. I got cookies.
Boys?
I really am grateful to you for helping me with this party.
What else have I got to do? Joe's out of town.
I could think of a few things I'd like to do when Tim's out of town.
Like what?
Change the locks. Hi, honey. Whoa. You should start scrubbing with a stronger soap. Oh, no. What's going to pop out of that?
Nothing. That's some cookies. A fan made me.
Yeah, right. You have a fan.
Her name is Rose, and she sent me two letters this week.
Uh-huh. No, don't touch that. It's probably full of slimy eyeballs or something.
Oh,
they're cookies. Give me one. Oh. Yeah.
You made fun of me.
How about me?
No, you're her friend. Hey, guys.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, sweetie.
Ooh, nice warts.
Yeah? Where'd you see that get your mom, huh? I got her the biggest, hairiest mole they make.
Ooh. This is going to go real well with that armpit hair you gave me last Halloween. Isn't
that good? Hey, guys, have you decided where you're going to be for Halloween?
We're going to be the Three Stooges.
Yes! That's great! I grew up with those guys. I love those guys, the Stooges. Mo for his leadership qualities. Larry for his quick wit. Curly for his ability to go,
of all the people in the world, why do you want to be the Stooges? They're obnoxious. They're constantly hitting each other. It just became clear.
What is it with the Stooges, anyway? All men seem to adore them. I mean, even the smart ones.
I don't think that Einstein did.
You're kidding? Einstein was a big Stooge fan. Why do you think he wore his hair like Larry's? That'll work. That'll scare everybody. Oh, hang in there. Yellow, happy Halloween, boo. Rose. Rose, cookie Rose. Sure, I got the cookies. Yes, thank you very much. That's very nice. What? You're in love with me. You want me. It's a gag, Jill. It's not that funny. Of course you're not, Jill. Oh, no, no. How silly of me. No, I don't want... No, no. In that case, I love you, too. Yes. We should go alone. Alone. Jill won't know. Yeah, my wife, she's real slow.
Excuse me?
Hey, Jill. Yeah. Hi, Jill. Jill, you're not on the phone?
And you call me slow?
That means this is Rose, the woman that sent me the cookie. She says she wants me.
Tell her she can have you.
You tell her.
You can have him. Hello? Hello? There is no one here, Tim. You are so full of it. What, is a little head going to pop out of here now?
She was on the phone.
How could you get our number? It's unlisted.
How the heck do I know? But Rose was on the phone.
Yeah, right. Look, Tim, I know how badly you want a fan. Just hang in there. One of these days you'll get one.
Hey, Wilson.
Heidi-ho.
And boo, good neighbor. Hey, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Let's say you wanted my phone number, didn't have it. How would you go about getting it?
Well, I already have your phone number, Tim.
Oh. What if you didn't have it?
I suppose I'd just ask you for it.
But what if you didn't know me?
Then why would I want to call you?
Boy, I wish I was friendly with some of the other neighbors around here.
What is troubling you, my little fence friend? Right.
I got kind of an odd call by this woman who sent me a fan letter at work. Mm-hmm. My phone number's unlisted.
Ooh, 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 ooh. That is a concern. I hope you're not dealing with an obsessed fan. Mm-hmm. No, Tim. Sometimes they see somebody on TV, they start idolizing that person. Sometimes they even send them gifts.
Like chocolate macadamia nut cookies?
Mm-hmm. That's a good and tasty possibility, though I'd be very cautious about eating anything that they send.
Marie, it is going so well. This is going to get Tim back for every Halloween prank he ever pulled on me. The severed thumb in my Jell-O. Yeah, the tarantula in my underwear drawer. Yeah, well, Wilson is in on it, too. Yeah, yeah, he's freaking him out even more.
Tim, I wouldn't worry about it. If the cookies were poisoned, I'm sure you'd feel the effects by now.
I don't know. I got this burning bile feeling in here now.
You're gonna be fine.
Well, listen, I'll just talk to you later, Marie. I mean, oh, I should say, Rose. Yeah, bye.
Is that you, Rose?
What? Hello. Nice to see you, too.
Sorry, Marie. I thought you were some crazed wacko.
Oh, I'm just your run-of-the-mill wacko.
Tim, put the bat down. I'm so sorry, Marie. Remember that woman that sent him the cookies? He's convinced that she's obsessed with him. You want some coffee?
Yeah, I'd love some.
Wilson said sometimes obsessed fans will send you poisoned food.
Ooh. That's true, you know, because those cookies had a lot of butter in them, and butter is very high in cholesterol. She could be trying to kill you slowly.
Tim, do me a favor, will you? I got some jack-o'-lanterns in the car. You could get them for me?
You bet, sure.
Unless you're afraid that Rose is hiding in the back seat. You want some cream or sugar?
No, thanks. He really looks nervous.
Yeah, he's a total wreck, isn't it great?
The very best prank I've seen since we super glued Grandma to the toilet seat.
You what?
Hey, she wasn't my grandma. You know, Jill, I think you should take this Rose thing really seriously. You know, I'm in therapy, so I know for a fact there are a lot of nuts out there.
But why would anyone be obsessed with Tim?
Because I am very obsessible.
Oh, Tim, I'm married to you and I barely think about you.
So you think this is real funny, don't you? There could be a woman out there fantasizing about me right now.
Oh, what is she fantasizing? That you come over to her house late at night, bring some wine, and blow up her garbage disposal?
Look, Jill, I don't think you should joke about this. You know, these people can be dangerous.
Do you really think so?
Well, I think Tim should watch his step.
Yeah. Thanks.
Look.
Well, maybe you're right. Tim, I think you should just phone in sick today.
No way. I will not live my life in fear. Ow! Oh, that unkinked my colon. Get out of the way! Yeah. Tim, did you notice whether there's any women in the audience today?
I didn't notice, but there's always a few. Why?
No reason. Hey, tell you what, do me a little favor. Would you go out there and see if any of them look, obsessed?
Obsessed?
Yeah. You know the same look you get when you're sitting in front of a plate of pancakes?
And here they are, those two guys who are no fools when it comes to tools. Tim Taylor and Al Borland!
Golly, there's a lot of women in the audience today, Heidi.
That's right, Tim. This afternoon, we're honored to have with us the Women's Sharpshooters Club of Detroit.
Well, welcome, sharpshooters. I am Tim Taylor. This is Tool Time. You all know my assistant, Al Bullseye Borland. You know, a lot of people don't know that Tool Time isn't just about home improvement. It's also about frisking people. Would you take the honors today, Al?
I don't think so, Tim. Today we're going to be talking about insulating windows.
Yes, we are.
Caulking, window insulation.
And that's all the time we have. Have a safe drive home.
Tim.
Come into the crowd. Get the crowd.
Tim.
Marv, I want to see the whole audience. Focus these. I got to see these girls out here.
Tim.
Go there.
We're not going to talk about windows, are we? Why do we have projects? Why do we even have a show?
I'm having a little
difficult. I found this backstage. It was addressed to you.
It's a rose. Get this out of here.
Boy, men and women sure react differently to getting flowers.
Well, you should at least read it.
I don't want to read it.
My dearest Tim, I'm in the front row today. Tonight, I'll be even closer when I'm at your Halloween party.
Great.
Don't reject my affections or you'll be sorry. Rose.
Al, don't you think it's mean what we're doing to Tim?
Yes, I do.
Oh, hi, Shira. It's me, Al.
Oh,
yes.
Heidi.
Spooky.
Nice hair.
Spooky. Ooh.
Honey, what were you thinking about when you picked up these costumes? A widow and a corpse?
Well, by the time I got there, there wasn't much left. You know, it was either a corpse or Bob Vila.
What's the difference? Is it just my imagination would be surrounded by death tonight?
Well, death was a very hot costume this year. You know, black is very slimming.
These people just get dressed up as licorice.
Honey, will you just relax? Nobody's going to get by Al unless they're on the guest list.
Oh, yeah, our crack security ape. Al!
Hey, banana breath!
You let another fiend slip by.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's just Reverend McDonald. Hi, Reverend.
Boy, it's...
It's hot in there. Put your mask back on. You're scaring all the kids. Just watch the door, please.
All right, I will.
We'll change that music. It's too spooky for Halloween.
Ah!
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Why did your father dress you all alike?
Well, we all wanted to be Mo. Spread out, knuckleheads. Ow! Oh. Wise guys, eh? Oh. Ow! 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 Ow!
Paige! Don't do that, Wilson.
I'm sorry, Tim. I didn't mean to frighten you, but a lady asked me to give this to you.
It's a rose.
That was my first reaction.
Where is she?
Well, she seems to have disappeared. Lady dressed all in red, had an air of menace about her.
Did she? Ugh.
Rose is here.
Rose the Obsessed Fan?
No, Rose Kennedy. Yes, Rose the Obsessed Fan.
Well, where is she?
She's right over there.
This is so creepy. I think maybe you should call the police.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
No, wait, no, don't do it down here. You don't want to scare the guests. Go upstairs.
All right, promise me one thing. Anything happens to me, shoot the ape. Operator, what's the number for 911? Slow down. Jill?
Guess again. It's Rose.
I'll be right there. I'm just going to fix my face. Come on in. Come on.
The king of Halloween is dead. Long live the queen. What's all this stuff?
Oh, I thought I'd put a little romance back in Halloween.
Well, I've always been attracted to dead, pasty-faced guys.
You better kiss me before rigor mortis sets in. Care to dance my widow woman?
I'd love to. Dead a stare.
Nice party.
Spin me, Mr. Taylor. Spin me.
You got it. The king is back. He's got one on, but the king is back. Thank you.
As you can see, with the Binford Light Oak stain, you will get a nice, honey-colored finish. Binford Light Oak stain, you'll get a nice, honey-colored finish.
That's right. And when you're through with that, you want to put a light little paprika on top.
Oh, what?